All right, Russian President Vladimir Putin playing host to Xi Jinping of China. Ping is in Moscow for a three-day retreat as the quote-unquote dear friends meet with each other. Certainly a significant display of solidarity for these two world leaders, who I would classify as, well, the Chinese don't need Russia, but Russia certainly needs China. And as they continue to make good and try to reach the people of their respective countries via their state-run media, China says, look, we're the good cop here. We're coming in to help negotiate a peace between Russia and Ukraine, and we solely are responsible for that. Peter Trumbore is the political science professor and chair of the political science department at Oakland University, also an international relations expert. He joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Professor, nice to have you with us as always. What did you make of the first day of this three-day rendezvous between these two in Moscow?
Well, I think it's a reminder that China and Russia share a common interest in seeing that the United States is brought down a peg or two. You know, both of these countries have long resented and resisted American domination of the international world order. And this is an opportunity for China in particular to cement itself as the leading rival to the United States. And frankly, Russia needs China's support. China has refused to honor the Western sanctions against Russia. China has continued to sell tens of millions of dollars worth of drones and drone parts to Russia, which Russia can use in its conflict with Ukraine. China continues to buy Russian oil, helping to prop up the Russian economy. And so I think China is there as the senior partner in what is a growing anti-Western, anti-American bloc.
You know, what's really interesting about this is I don't want to say it's a role reversal, but boy, it sure seems to me like China's kind of the big brother and Russia's taking the back seat in this entire equation. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that is a fair assessment. That certainly just simply based on the size of their respective economies, China is the senior partner. Things have changed quite a bit from the days in the 1960s when China and Russia / the Soviet Union were sort of rival communist powers, each seeking to take the lead role. We have to remember that in 1968-69, they fought a border war, which here we in the West were concerned might lead to an exchange of nuclear weapons. They are rivals for power and authority in the former Central Asian Soviet republics. But Russia needs China. This is the situation that Russia finds itself in. It has very few friends, and certainly it has no friends that can provide the kind of support that China can have. Even as China claims that they remain neutral in the overall conflict between Russia and Ukraine. So yeah, it is somewhat of a shift of fortunes. And I think it's a demonstration of China's ascendancy, even as Russia tries to reclaim some semblance of great power status.
You know, each leader respectively wrote a piece for the other's state-run media outlets. And Xi called for cooperation with Russia to confront damaging acts of hegemony, domination, and bullying, while Putin thanked Xi for proposals to mediate over Ukraine and understanding the quote-unquote true causes of the conflict. Not only, in my estimation, are those powerful words against the United States, not only are they powerful words against the Ukrainians, but also feels like a shot against the UN, against NATO forces, the EU. I mean, it kind of feels like they're taking an us against the world approach. And I don't know how far that really gets them.
I think that that's fair. You know, all of the institutions that you just mentioned are products of an international system in which the United States sort of drives the bus. And this is something certainly that Russia under Putin has resented, and it is absolutely something that the Chinese have resented for a very long time. And so from their sort of joint perspective, anything that weakens that system works to their advantage. You know, the Chinese certainly have long believed that the rules of the international system, as they've been constructed by the United States and our allies, have worked to try to marginalize them and to keep and to prevent them from taking their rightful place as a major world power. So, you know, China is happy to parrot the narrative that Putin created that puts the blame for the war in Ukraine on the shoulders of the United States, NATO, and the West. That doesn't necessarily mean that's an accurate representation of what's happened. So I think that what this represents is these two leaders stroking each other's egos, and certainly that's more so the case for Xi than it is for Putin. It's Putin who really needs the support here, and in some regards, it's kind of interesting to see how eager he is to maintain this sort of friendship and to maintain this level of support. You know, I think, as we said earlier, it's odd to see, you know, Putin in a position of being somebody's junior partner, but that's really what that relationship is right now.
You know, it's interesting, Peter, we have less than a minute, but knowing China and or at least thinking we know China and knowing that we think we know Xi, is this also a case that China is ultimately going to look at what's in the best interest for China and China alone?
Oh, absolutely. That's certainly what their calculation is going to be. And if this puts them in a position where they are very clearly the alternative to the United States, that's what China wants to be. Whether we're talking about in terms of diplomatic influence, of economic power, in every possible way. And if this gets China closer to that, then this works to their advantage.
Peter Trumbore, great stuff. Appreciate the time as always.
Sure thing.
Got to take a break. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show next.